What is up, beautiful people, and welcome to episode 25 of Late with Nate. Now, I know I have been gone for a minute and I'm changing a few things up. I am going to render out my episodes once a month. One, it adds more suspense, and two, you know, I just started, so I'm not getting a whole lot of traction just yet. But that doesn't mean that I'm worried or I'm complaining. I'm grateful and I'm humbled, and I understand that when you first start out, you're gonna have a few crumbs. And I literally have probably a max of maybe 10 people that listen to my podcast, and I'm very grateful for that. But I also don't want to be bombarding you guys weekly with all this stuff. And, you know, we got a lot of stuff going on in this world, in our life right now. We don't have time to listen to something every week. That's why nobody waits for the episodes to come on TV anymore, because why not do that when you got on demand? Or you can pay to see the episodes early, you know, things like that. Or download them from a different website. All those things are to be said to say we got other things to worry about, and so do I. And I also just want to stretch out my material. Like, I've been frantic lately trying to, you know, market myself and distribute my content. And then I just got to the point where it was like, okay, gather all your materials and then distribute one at a time. You know, if I'm popping one episode every week, that's 4 episodes a month. Y'all might not listen to 4 one-hour videos monthly. You know what I'm saying? We all have short attention spans and barely can look at something for 15 seconds. And I make an hour videos for all of my videos. Y'all saw that for other reasons also, but mainly because I just wanted to revise episode 18, because it was only 15 minutes. You know, I make hour videos. I know that I ramble. I know that I repeat myself sometimes. I know that I might be boring to some people, but I have a story to tell, and people will be connected to me if I keep going. That's the bottom line. I've always told you guys that from the beginning of this podcast. Stay focused. So that includes me. Like, I follow my own advice now, in the sense, you know, I am still that type of person where, you know, you'll give somebody great advice, but then you won't follow your own. Like, I'm doing that to listen to my own intuition. You know what I mean? And I'm just realizing that I've got the material. Like, for example, I have all of the story times planned out, like a lot. And I could have stretched them out once a week and had enough for the rest of the year. So imagine how much it will be if I stretch it out once a month. You know what I'm saying? I can build a couple years off that. And also, I'm doing other things with music and TikTok, and, you know, I'm working. So it's just a lot going on right now. And I want to make sure I'm not bombarding you guys. And I want to make sure, you know, I'm giving out good content. I'm still going to ramble. I'm still going to give you our content, but I'm not going to be too much, too fast. And just, man, sometimes when I have all these pre-made videos or story times ready to go, it'd be a lot going on in the moment, and it'd be kind of hard to just talk about it. You know what I mean? Like, as if it ain't shit going on. So, honestly, you know, how's everybody doing? Shit. These food prices, these mass shootings, this constant rise in everything. Like, everything's super expensive. It's just, it's insane. I just, you know? It's hard. It's so much going on. It's really hard to talk about all the story times. And that's why, honestly, I just want to do them once a month. Unless I honestly have something to say within the same month twice, I will make another episode. But other than that, get caught up on the 25 episodes that I have. You know what I mean? Because I know that 25 episodes for 1 hour, that's literally over a day's worth of content. That's over 24 hours worth of content. You know what I mean? So most of my listeners haven't listened to every single episode all the way through yet. You know what I mean? I've built up enough episodes, at least, to know that you're not listening to a day's worth of my work yet. It's just not happening. You might listen to the episode that you found, but you're not going back and listening to all of them all the way through yet. So this is a way for you guys to really listen to my work, take the time to get to know me. Like, you know how you have a song or a playlist in your phone or something, and you listen to a little bit of it this day, and you listen to a little bit of it the next day? Like, that, I'm okay with that. Like, take your time with me, you know? I'm a lot. But don't trip. I'm definitely still going to be here. I'm definitely still going to be committed. I'm just doing other things. Like I said, I'm working. I'm trying to go viral on TikTok. I'm working on my music again. You know, then there's life. I will be doing some things for my birthday, so probably we'll talk about that in August episode. This will be the June episode. I think I'll do the first of every month. I think I'll do that. So it'll be more predictable. Like, you can pinpoint. But I think weekly 1 hour videos, I think that's a lot. So with the amount of story times I had, at least I can stretch this out for a good couple years, which is good for me because that's what I want. Like, I know that, like, there are famous people that already have a fan base, that already have money, that already have, you know, that exposure, and it still takes them, you know, 5 to 10 years to really kick off their podcast. So I'm willing to put in the work, and I'm grateful for the people that are here. You know, the daily amount, I'm grateful for all of you. Like, thank you. You know, and all the newcomers, like, I appreciate it. Thank you for listening to me ramble. Like I said, welcome to my moon kingdom. I hope you enjoy. I hope you find some relatability. You connect, because that's the point, you know. Now, speaking of story times, this episode was going to be a story time. But honestly, like I said, it's just been so much going on in the past month that it's like, woo. It's been a lot. I mean, of course, I'm going to tell you guys, you know, trust in you, stay focused, you know, the huge, but I don't know. I think right now people just need to pay attention, be aware. And just stay safe out there, because, man. But speaking of my other work, you know, we gonna get off the depressing part. Everybody go check out my TikTok. It is also Late with Nate. And on my TikTok, I have all of my music that I will be posting. That I will be posting for the rest of the year also. I'll be posting probably like one video a day, something like that. In addition to, you know, promoting my podcast and doing like funny duets and stuff like that on TikTok. But, you know, check your boy out. You know, same as this podcast, Late with Nate. Just check me out and let me know what you think. Interact with me. I'm down for it. I just been really, that's why I've been really trying to reevaluate my podcast scheduling, because I'm trying to pull so many audience from so many places, and it's just, it's a lot. And I don't want to over bombard you guys in 1 year with all this stuff, because then I'm like, oh shit, what else am I going to talk about? Like, I gotta live some more life first. You know what I mean? Because, like, I literally sat down one day within like 2 hours, and I thought about my whole fucking life, and I wrote down so much stuff. And I was like, if I do it once a week, but I'm like, nah, it's too much. We can do it once a month. Because even though I'm not posting weekly, I'm still getting views. I still see people that'll come in. So it's like, okay. I'm always tripping, like, I gotta give it, or they gonna leave. But it's like, the motherfuckers that wanna be there, they gonna stay. So just chill out. You got this. Do what you need to do for you. So yeah. But I'm just happy because, like today, I was doing a lot of work for TikTok, and I was editing all these videos. And then I was like, wow, now I got enough videos for the rest of the year. Like, I'm all set. I'm all good to go. So I'm really happy about that, because, like, it's really hectic sometimes when you, like, have to make a daily video to promote yourself and brand and market. And it's like, what am I going to post today? What am I going to make today? What am I going to make today? What am I going to make today? What are they going to like? You know, it's just a lot. But there's ways that you can do it without burning yourself out. So, you know. I'm an overthinker, but I do business pretty well for somebody as dysfunctional as me. So, that's what I've been working on. Just been a whole lot, I really hope that everybody is safe out there and feeling good and finding some type of joy in all this craziness, because it's been so much going on. I mean, the mass shootings was one. You know, the kids and the teachers and whew. The black community at the grocery store. You know, it's just the literal videos of white people saying, make America white again. Like, do you know how many minorities are here? It ain't just black people. Like, almost every culture from all parts of the world is in this country. And you literally make videos that say things like that. Like, that literally say, fuck the minorities, we're dominant, and we're gonna let y'all know that no matter how many kumbaya motherfuckers there are. Cause that's basically what they saying. Yeah, it's gonna be some motherfucker. It's gonna be the nice motherfuckers that, you know, stand up for you, but we're the ones that's in control. Like, y'all might be able to live here, but we still gonna kill you. It's like, what? And it's just really scary, because, you know, it's really, depending on what type of community you in, that your community is really like forced upon you mentally. So you see mostly of your kind. So that's why people have a hard time when we talk about injustice. Because sometimes when you stay in your own like little box, you only see it from your perspective. And I think the main problem is that we don't understand that we are being oppressed the same way in different ways, if that makes sense. Like, as minorities, we all have to go through the same bullshit, just in different ways. And we don't understand. But then we, as minorities, don't stick together because we're too busy judging each other and, you know, everything else. Because if, like, I feel like slavery was just like black slavery. I feel like now it's just like black slavery. It's like if all those people on the plantation stood up to the two white men and the one wife that stayed at that house, they could have took on, they could have took on that whole plantation. And it's like, if all the minorities come together, we could stand up for ourselves. We could overtake the government, because let's face facts, the government don't know what they're doing. What they doing? What is they really doing? Republican go up, Democrat go down. Democrat goes left, Republican go right. They always do the opposite. It don't matter. They always battling. And then what I don't understand is, how do you have a presidency and then you have a Democratic Party or a Republican Party, and then you have a Democratic Party or a Republican Party? Like, it's how you gonna have opposite sides? Like, everybody's always gonna disagree, and it's always like that with mid elections, with the presidential election. They always mix it up, so you're always gonna have conflict. You're always gonna have somebody being like, no, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, yes. And it's like, or you have it too one sided. So it's like, why do stuff like that? I don't think they know what the fuck they doing. And I feel like if we as a collective shut down racism, at least, like, just the racism part, stop killing each other for no fucking reason. I mean, we not even talking about drugs and drug money. That has some purpose, and that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about racism, because don't nobody need to get shot because they a different shade. And I don't care if you Latin, I don't care if you black, I don't care if you Chinese, I don't care if you are Japanese. I'm just gonna put Asian because there's so many, but or you know, I don't want to disrespect anybody, so I'm gonna say that. But it's like, I just think that if we stood together as a collective, we would be more than the majority. But we don't realize that because this little 12% and that 10% and that 8% and that 15% don't realize how powerful we could be together. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't ever realize that shit. And I'm really not for all the hatred. I'm not really for all the dumb. Because you see all these interracial babies. We can't even bullshit no more. We can't talk about separation. All these babies are mixed up. Please. I'm like a milk chocolate. You know, I'm definitely not light skin. I mean, I definitely get light skin ish. Light skin ish, I will say, in the wintertime. Because, honey, I don't go outside, so a motherfucker get pale. Okay? That's the facts. For sure. Adore. Okay? But billity dilly 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 dut. One thing's for sure. I know I got some melanin. And I know if I go outside with a hoodie on, they're going to try me. Now, one thing, when I crip walk, they're going to be like, oh, wait, no, he didn't do it. You know what I'm saying? That's the one time being crippled actually saved my life. Because how I'm going to run and when did I rob a store? Really? Really? I'm about to waddle my ass out there with a gun. I think not. Y'all saw that video of that dude where he had no arms and he was holding that gun up with his foot. Are you serious? Sir, somebody will bitch slap you and flip you around. We not about to do that. And the only reason why they didn't want to try that man is because if he slipped his toe, somebody would have got shot. Period. And they know that. Everybody fucking scared of a bully, bitch. It don't matter who got it. Babies can hold a gun. And y'all heard about that. Like, we not about to get into it because that was gruesome. But that shit was scary. That's why I don't play with that shit. We play video games, honey. But y'all don't play a game with your life. Because when it's over, it's over. Ah. Period. And also, Mary had a little lamb. Ding dong ditch. Bitch. But anyway, I don't got time for all that. We need to stay prepared out here. And we need to stay woke. I don't got time for the bullshit. I don't got time for the separation. We mixed up. We in this bitch. It's time that we do something about it. Stop bitching about the fact that we are black and white and different minorities and start learning how to live together. You cannot sit here and judge a child or a teenager for being immature when there are grown-ups that are murdering people because they are a different shade or a woman. Okay? Because we know women have their own issue in general. Being secondary to men. That's a whole thing in itself. It's like all of these things are maturity levels. And so what I get from is every adult is dumb. All y'all dumb. Because the leaders of this country are literally saying, we don't give a fuck that it's better to not do all this stuff. We just gonna do it because we got the power. What? Explain that to me because I'm lost for words. And y'all know I've been rambling, so that's a lot. What? People are that selfish about power and greed that you are willing to kill people your entire life just to have some money? Just to have some green paper? Because, bitch, you always got to look over your shoulder. You always got to make sure you recycle your people in and out. Because somebody going to backstab you. Somebody got shot. Somebody got whacked off. Like, we know how this shit go. We saw the FBI movies. We see all the Matrix movies. We know people be getting murdered. We know people putting hits out on people. That's what all these scary CSI movies was about. And those wanted, murder movies. Like, I don't be playing around with motherfuckers. 80% of serial killers and murderers are in the U.S. That's why the fuck I stay in my house. But see, that's a part of the white agenda anyway, to brainwash the majorities so that we don't live. We don't do anything. But see, not all of y'all are like that. And that is my advocate. Like, I'm an advocate to that. I stand by that no matter what. I know that not every white person out there is trying to kill black folks and minorities. I'm just going to say minorities because I mean that wholeheartedly. Like, I feel like there are white people Europeans that live in America that do not hate minorities, and they genuinely want to love and understand our cultures, like, period. Some of y'all just want our babies and our genetic DNA so y'all children to be stronger, but I feel like a lot of y'all really do want us, but the majority of y'all do not. And it shows every fucking day. That's why I don't watch the news. That shit is depressing. If you a minority and you look at the news in your neighborhood, in your space, you are going to see everything of everything negative. And I mean from A, B, C, D, 1, 2, 3. Now I know my ABCs. Because that's how much you're going to see. And that's on period blood. So everybody in here needs to understand that we need to do better for the generations to come. So that's why I'm going to stay my dorky ass and keep doing what I do, because I know I'm going to reach people that connect to what I say. Because sitting around here and trying to act like we want to live guarded, tore the fuck up, and judging everybody that come in our life is not how we're supposed to do this. That's a part of the mindset. Like, we got to heal. We got to love. We got to be more patient. We got to understand. And we got to want to do better. Because that's going to be your kid dying one day. And then it's going to matter to you. But you ain't care about that woman that was crying on the news. Because that didn't affect you, right? But see, it does. You just don't see it, Jay. And I am terrified of shit like that. I'm terrified of being ignorant to my own demise. And I think we all are in a certain degree. Because, you know, it's just like we don't feel like we have enough control over things. But we can if we come together. Because more murder is just going, that's going to start a whole nother generational curse. Like, let's say we sat up here and was like, let's slaughter a bunch of people to make a statement. That's just going to start a whole nother history book chapter in America. You know? Like, when does the good part come? Because we know what the killing part do. You know? I've been hearing a lot of people say, oh, it's time for war. You know, we're being prepared. We've been killing the whole time. We've been fighting the whole time. Unless it's about to be change, I don't like change. Like a whole new world type shit. then I mean, I still can't say that. I can't speak on innocent lives. I'm not even gonna say that. Because I think that whole mentality is stupid anyway. One person in charge controls a bunch of people to go out and kill themselves senselessly for a purpose that they have no control over. Make that make sense. This is anarchy and queen, king and queen all over again. Monarchy, without it, like, that is the most monarchy thing of the military. You literally like a king and queen saying, go out and fight for me. And they go out and fight and they senselessly die. We seen those army movies and that's how they, I don't know if that's how they really go down, but we know people be getting shot and they be coming up dead. Like, let's just cut the bullshit. That's why all those pregnant moms be sitting there crying over that casket with the American flag. Okay? And we done all seen that over the years. We know that image. We done watched the movies. Don't nobody got time for that. That's depressing as hell. That's why they be popping out babies. That's why they say, here, I'm gonna give you this baby. Because they might not be here. That is really sad. That's a really messed up way to live. To just senselessly go out and be scared for your life that you could get, that you could die at any moment. Like, damn, like, for real. Like, you're going to. Unless you get lucky and don't get shot, like, or blown up. Like, no. Don't that seem vigilante to y'all? I know that there has to be some type of protection. But in this day and age, in this day and age, I understood back then. But in this day and age, like, are we still really out here? But I guess so. Because when you play a shooting game, ain't it a person with a gun? So, yeah, I guess so. But see, I'm not doing that with my real life, honey. That's insane. And then look how they treat army people when they come back. Like, no. Mm-mm. They don't even respect me because I'm crippled. Like, And then if I was black too, no, black and crippled in the military, they really gonna toss me aside. Then all the bullshit I didn't see, like, no, mm-mm, absolutely not. Never understood that. There's gotta be different ways to do things because we understand that killing ain't doing shit. All that killing does is raise prices for the people that are living in the countries that are going through the turmoil. Like all this war, like I said it in my last podcast and I'm gonna say it again. All of this war, no matter what part of the world it is, affects the world in a whole. Did you hear me? In a fucking hole. So just because it happened over here in Gastelalundi does not mean that the U.S. is not going to go through some type of shortage. Because here we are having all these raised food prices. The gas prices been jacked up before the war. And now they really jacked up. Okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to pay a power surge price for almost everything from DoorDash to Instacart to Uber ride. Okay, so they are charging people for every fucking thing. And because you charge more prices for your products, so are the items to get the products. Like some lady was saying just on TikTok that last year to buy some hay and, you know, get some feed for her chickens or whatever, she could last a whole week. Now she paid 3 times as much and it's only gonna last 2 days. She could only get that much with the amount that she, amount of money that she had, because the prices went up 3 times as much. That's insane. So what does that mean? That means that when we get chicken, well, when y'all eat chicken, because I'm not doing that. The way that the food prices is, I might even cut out seafood and just do fruit. And when I buy fruit, I will have to buy it like unpackaged, because when you buy like a whole fruit, it's like cheaper. But like, let's say you want to buy some fruit and you want it in a bag and you want it chopped up, you paying an extra $3 for that. And at this point, I paid double the amount for something and got less the amount of fruit that I could have if I bought a full fruit, you know, just freehand. So it just goes to show, like, no. We already know this meat was fake and blown up and processed and pumped with hormones as it is. And now you gotta really pump it up and really slaughter. And nobody's safe. Like, no. No. I am terrified. That's why, honestly, I am, the more I get towards eating healthy, the more I don't eat meat anymore, because it's just really depressing to be a part of that thing. You know, I know as humans we have been both carnivore and herbivores. But it's just something, like, I had a crab, and I literally almost cried, like, inside, like, not on the outside, because I didn't want people to see it, but on the inside, I almost cried, because it was like, I'm looking at this crab, and I'm looking at these gray, dead eyes that once had life in it, and now I'm just eating its body, and the whole time, I couldn't enjoy the food, because it was like, I just didn't feel right. And so now I finally get, you know, what those white people back in the day would talk about. You know, we back in the 90s, and, you know, we make fun of them, like, ha ha ha. But honestly, me as an empath, I can really relate to that. And I just understand that, yeah, that's really messed up. Like, think about, that was your mom's head, you know, carved up on a table, and you looking at her head attached to it, and you looking at her dead eyes rolled in the back of her head, and you carve her up and you chop her up. That was somebody's kid. You know, it's the same thing with fishes and shrimp and crab. Like, that was somebody's little family, and you just ate them. Or fried them up. Like, I don't know. Because let something happen to us. Or our dog. Or our cat. Or our squirrel. Or our hamster. And we about to kill ourselves. So why is it that we can senselessly kill things and then eat it and be like, well, it is what it is. And then, what y'all eat that meat for anyway? It's killing y'all. I don't get it. Y'all know the meat fake. Like, they told you it's not enough meat to feed everybody that's eating it. And then we got people that's just, you know, gluttonous and over buy food. I mean, honestly, we can't do that no more, can we? Unless you rich, honey. Can't nobody overbuy no food. Nah. You can do it if you wanted to. That's why I had to change up my whole thing. I knew when things got expensive because I couldn't buy snacks no more. I literally could not buy snacks. I was like, oh shit. I don't got nothing for nothing. Like, and I still to this day, like, I couldn't buy fruit really for like a couple of months. Because I had to stack up on beans and rice and God, so many damn potatoes. You know what I mean? But it's like, I had to stick to the starch and the heavy stuff because it's like, if you want to get fancy and buy that little shrimp and you know, sauteed and blah, 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 you're going to be spending extra unnecessary money. So it's like, we just trying to survive out here. Like, damn, we just trying to survive. And that's why I'm not really on this race shit. I'm not really on all this hatred and bullshit. Like, stop the killing and let's come together. Because what is the murder doing? Like, come together and make solutions. Stop just lashing out, being angry, because two wrongs don't make it right. If we start murdering, that's just gonna start another part in history where it's another war. So then our kids are gonna grow up with hatred towards other minorities or other cultures based off what the war happened. It's the same thing with this. Kids be growing up hating white people based off what went down. And yes, yeah, in our blood. Yes, yeah, in our DNA. That's why our intuition be like, be aware. But we're not built to do what we're doing. That's the point I'm trying to make. We were not built to do what we're doing. Because at the end of the day, when you see kids and they all get together and they all hang out and they're all, hey bro, hey friend, they're all different minorities and they don't give a fuck and they're not worried about all that. They saw their friend, they hung out with them. It was it. Adults do that shit. Adults do all this wibbly dibbly bullshit. We do all the corruption, manipulation. Because I still got that little kid mentality. Like, let's figure some shit out. Because what we're doing isn't working. Everybody can talk about murder, 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 murder. Well, they murdered me, so I'm going to murder them. You can talk about that all day. What is that solving? That's just going to start another tragedy, another trauma in the DNA, in the kids, in the world. You're not doing it. Okay? It's not working. So, honestly, that's what I hope. I hope we get to a point where we can figure out a fucking solution, because it's too much. It's too much. Like, all this war is, I mean, we get off the war. Nah, let's talk about the abortions, women. Like, women feeling like all men are bullshit. Women don't feel safe. They don't have rights. They don't feel valued. They don't feel supported. It's like, we are not doing what we're supposed to be doing. You think we were sitting here to be born, to be sitting here stressing and dying like this? Because we wasn't. And that's on what? ABC 123? Now I see the bullshit baby. Come on now. We don't got time for this. we supposed to be doing a lot more with our lifespan than this bullshit. Period. I refuse to believe that this is what we existed for. Absolutely fucking not. So, I'm an advocate for change, but I'm also an advocate for being better. Because what we're doing is not working. This war, murders, is not working. I kill you, you kill me, is not working. Not respecting women is not working. Because let me tell you something, when all the women start revolting and lock up their vaginas and all the straight people can't have sex no more, and then, you know what? The lesbians gonna be mad too. I just thought about that, because if they lock up their vaginas, they can't do nothing either. But women are gonna revolt and be like, you know what? We bring boys in the world. We bring ding-a-lings in the world. You fuck with us, we'll shut it all the way down. Then we'll control the gender population. And let's not get started on knowing that somebody is a part of that. Come on now. Because we all know that if it's more, if women can create men, then it's got to be more women than men in the world. It's got to be. And you know what? I'm going to look it up when I get out of this podcast. Because I can't. You know what? Let me see if I can do it right now for y'all. We about to do it. But until then, I'm going to keep rambling until I find it. But yeah. I want everybody to realize that it's a lot of shit going on. So instead of sitting here being about the bullshit and being about the negative, let's just figure out what to do to be better. Like, one day at a time. Be kind to a person instead of giving them a dirty look. Okay? If they beep their horn and they want to go past, let them go past. Don't give them the finger. It's the little things. I'm not asking y'all to sit out here and give $1,000 to a charity. Just sit here and be kinder individuals, because that will improve your day. And then you being kind to another person will improve their day. And then they do something nice to a person and then improve their day. And then it's like a chain reaction. And then all that good energy will bounce around and feed off of each other. And then we can get some momentum on something. Something. All right, I'm about to look it up. Which gender is most? They is lying. They is lying. How many women are in the world?
According to StatisticsTimes.com, the population of females in the world is estimated at 3,904,727,342 or 3,905,000 or 3.905 billion, representing 49.58% of the world population.
Okay, 49%. Okay. So with that being said, We gonna put that in. Okay, so as of 2022, there are, just say, 4 billion men. 4 billion. And with 4 billion men, I know one of these motherfuckers is my soulmate. And I don't give a fuck how dorky I am. I'm gonna find that motherfucker. Because it's 4 billion men on the fucking planet. And that's how Mary had a little motherfucking lamb. A, B, C, 1, 2, 3. Now I see my destiny. Somebody stop playing with me. Period. That's all. I know somebody playing with me. Like, it's a spy. It's a spy out there. He playing games. He playing tricks. It's a magician. Hold on, y'all. I was choking on some beans. Not the beans I want to be choking on, but you know, as long as they give me that protein, honey. Because that's the part. But, like shit, speaking of prices, look at these damn beans. I had to buy a bunch of beans and substitute for meat because I wanted to get all these. And I wanted to get a little small bag of shrimp. Like maybe 20 pieces, if that. $10. You mean to tell me I'm paying $50 for a shrimp? I mean 50 cents for a shrimp? For a shrimp is $2. Four shrimp is $2. Are you dumb? Are you dumb? And this ain't no jumbo shrimp. Okay, so I just want everybody to understand. These were mini shrimp. The regular size, small little shrimp. And you out here charging $2 for shrimp, 50 cent a shrimp. Oh no. Goodbye. Goodbye. So now I'm about to be farting all fucking month. Because got all these fucking beans. And that's real fucking irritating. But y'all said fucking safe out there, man. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. And I know it's hard, but keep your head up. I'm still devoted to y'all, even though I'm doing my episodes monthly now. I just feel like with my small audience, I give y'all enough chance to come in and really listen to the episode all the way through. Because you might not have every week to listen to my episodes like that. And then it becomes like a chore, like you have to. Like, if you had a month to listen to 1 hour of a podcast, that's much more like you come in, you listen to a few minutes, you know, you put it down for a week or two, you come back, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to rush. And I want my audience to feel comfortable. And also, I don't want to bombard y'all with too much, so. But definitely check your boy out on TikTok. Late with Nate. I will be posting all of my, basically all of my music for the past like 5 years that I put it together. Well, really that was like four. But roughly, yeah, it was about four. It was four. So, because TikTok, Instagram, you know, is kind of poopy right now with the algorithm. And all of my old videos don't get any views anymore because, you know, it was years ago. So, I found this app that downloads, you know, videos from Instagram. That I'm kind of irritated because I had to pay a subscription to download videos off of my own app. Okay, off of my own profile. Like, I'm the one that put the videos on there for free. And now because I don't have the videos in my phone personally and I want to download them off the app, I have to pay to do so. Like, I was like, child, ain't this funny? But the amount of content that I have, I'll be able to post all year long, you know, and then I'll mix it up with this podcast or, you know, a funny duet or a skit or stuff like that. So that is what I'm going to be working on, guys. I'm just staying busy on TikTok. I'm doing more consistent, like, you'll see me. Like, you know my podcast, y'all don't see me, but you'll be able to see me. I'll be doing more funny stuff. But yeah, check your boy out. I'm doing it. And then, like I said, I will be posting all of my music I've done so far. I'm excited about it because I only got a few minutes, but it was just really cute to, you know, look at all the videos from before, like, go down memory lane and be like, oh my god, like, look at you. I've come a long way. And man, was I speaking to myself without knowing that I was talking to myself. Or maybe I did hear myself and then I forgot. Like, I stopped listening in between. I don't even fucking know. But some of that shit, I was hitting bars. And I was like, what? But yeah. So, look for that. My TikTok is Late with Nate. Just like my podcast. So, check your boy out. If you don't know, go on my Instagram, which is also Late with Nate. And you will see the links to everything. I'm coming up on the last minute, and I just want to finish out by saying I will be back July 1st, and we will recap on the month. You know, it's still relatively early, and you guys will technically get it 3 weeks instead of 1 month. So you're lucky. But, who knows? I might do a story time or I might talk about, you know, stuff that's going on. But I might not because I kind of rambled today. I was just talking a lot. I was talking about food prices, racism, politics, war, stuff I'm doing. It was a lot. But thank you all for listening. I love you guys so much. And I will be back for the next episode. Peace, love, light, good night.